Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Gittin, Parakei Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnah is being learned because of Esther Bas Rachel, she should be zeichah to find Rezivik Hagun Bekarav Mamish. And here we have another Mishnah discussing Tikkun Olam. The Mishnah tells us Cheirush Remez V'Nirmoz. A deaf mute can make hints with his hands and head, and he could be hinted to as well. What's this referring to? So we know that Cheirush, a deaf mute, is technically not able to make a kinyan because he's not a bar das. He can't buy or sell. However, B'nei Tikkun Olam, we might have a Cheirush that's living on his own and he's supporting himself. And how is he supposed to do that if he can't buy and sell halachically? The Chum said that if he's able to get across what he wants to do by hinting with his hands and head, and he can understand us when we hint to him this way, it's a valid sale. Now, Ben Basera says, Kaifetz v'nikbatz b'metaltolin. If he's buying or selling metaltolin, movable objects, he can even just hint with his mouth, or we could hint to him with our mouths, and that's valid. But wouldn't pass like Ben Basera. And lastly, Hapa'aitas, when we're dealing with children who are above 6 years old, so they understand what selling and buying is, and they also have to support themselves, they need to make money, they gotta buy for them too. Mechon mechachom anything they buy or sell is valid, again, when we're dealing with metaltolin, with movable objects. And now we're going to Mishnah Ches. Here we have a similar concept to Tikkun Olam. It's called Darkei Shalom. The Chacham wanted to maintain peaceful relationships between people, and therefore they enacted a number of things. The Mishnah tells us, Ve'il Dvarim Orim B'nei Darkei Shalom, the following things were said by the Chachamim because of Darkei Shalom. Number one, Kain Kayir Rishon V'achrav Levi V'achrav Yisrael M'bnei Darkei Shalom. The din is that a Kain gets the first Aliyah, then a Levi, then a Yisrael, and a Kain is not allowed to say, you know what, I don't want the Aliyah, but give it to so-and-so. That's because of Darkei Shalom. We're afraid it's going to cause fights. Someone's going to say, well, why does he get it and not somebody else? And therefore we say, a Kohen gets the first Aliyah, and that is that. On to another din, Ma'arvin Bayis Yashan, Mibnei Darkei Shalom. We always have to put the Eruv in the same house. Bayis Yashan literally means old house. It just means the house that it always is in, and that's because of Darkei Shalom. What's this referring to? So we know there's a din of Eruvei Chatzeres on Shabbos. The general idea is we have a bunch of houses open into the same Chatzer. None of the residents are allowed to use that Chatzer unless they make an Eruv Chatzeres, and this is where everyone takes bread or food and puts it in one house, and the Mishnah just told us that they always have to keep the Erev in the same house in the Bayis Yashan, because we might run into issues. If they move it to a different house, and then someone comes into the Chatzar and he sees everyone carrying and moving around in here and doing things like they usually do, and the Erev's not in the old house, he's going to say, hey, you guys are using this Chatzar without an Erev. And therefore, because of Darkei Shalom, we say the Erev's always got to be in the same house. And yet another din, Barshu Karvel Ama, Mismala Rishon, Mibnei Darkei Shalom. The water cistern, or the water holding tank, which is closest to the water channel, that has to be filled up first because of Darkei Shalom. What's this referring to? So we have a whole bunch of fields that are near the river, and in Amma, a little water channel was dug from the river to the fields, and very often people dug their own byres, their own water holding tanks or cisterns in order to have extra water. And the Mishnah just told us that when they opened up the dam to allow the water to flow from the river through the channel, the guy who has a field closest to the river, he gets to fill his bar up first, even though that's not halachic. It doesn't say that anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. We allow him to do that first because of Darkei Shalom. Another din, Mitzvah if a person set up a trap for wild animals or birds, or you set up a trap for fish, if something's caught in there, you're not allowed to take it because of Darkei Shalom. Technically, it's Hefker because it's out by the river, which is free for everyone, or down in the field or forest, and that's for everyone. Because of Darkei Shalom, we say you're not allowed to take it. Now, Rabbi Yossi says, Gazel Gomer, it's 100% Gazel Midrabanan to take it. It's not just Mipnei Darkei Shalom. Another din that we have the same Achlaikis in, Mitzias Chereshot Vakatan, Yeshba Mishum Gazel, Mipnei Darkei Shalom, or Rabbi Yossi Yamir Gazel Gomer. When a Chereshot or Katan finds something, technically, since they have no ability to make a Kenyan, as we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, because they're not a Bardas, you'd be able to go over to them and just grab it away and it's yours. But because of Darkei Shalom, we say that it really belongs to them, and Rabbi Yossi holds that it's really 100% Gazel Midrabanan. Another din, Ani Amanakev Beresh Hazayas, Mashetachtav Gazel Mibnei Darkei Shalom, or Rabbi Yossi Yamir Gazel Gomer. We have an Ani, a poor person. He's at the top of an olive tree with his stick, banging olives out of it and picking them as well. And this is because of Lekat Shechem Peah. These are rightfully his. And as he's not knocking the olives out of the tree, some of them fall down under him under the tree. Even though he never made an official kinyan on them, he never held them in his hand, whatever's underneath the tree is considered gazel, and again, that's because of Darkei Shalom, and Rabbi Yossi says it's 100% gazel midrabanan. And lastly, Ein mamachin biyad aniyah goyim b'lekat shechu peah b'nei Darkei Shalom. One does not allow protest against an ani who's a guy who came into his field collecting lekat shechem peah because of Darkei Shalom. Even though halachically lekat shechem peah is only for yidin and not for goyim, still, because of Darkei Shalom, we don't want the guy to hate yidin, so we say just let him pick and don't say anything. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Tes with more discussions of Darkei Shalom and on to Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.